I think a lot of her music is just sort of embracing the aspect of growing up and moving on and trying to come to terms with it all, I guess.
So are you telling me you're grown up now?
Nope. I'm still the spry 23-year-old I always...
The band Rural Alberta Advantage tours so much that it's hard not to mature a little bit, at least when it comes to their playing. But at the same time, they do like to have fun and just play rock songs, too. We offer them the opportunity to do just that in our own Studio A as they played us some live songs from their new record, Departing. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Boris. Toronto trio The Rural Alberta Advantage originally intended to create a series of interrelated EPs, all surrounding one main theme. However, they ended up closing the story arc within two full-length albums. Both debut album Homelands and this new album Departing explore the idea of leaving the place you're from and moving somewhere else completely new, an experience that made quite an impact on frontman Niels Edenlof as he moved from Edmonton to Toronto after college. So the songs on both these records were born out of that displacement and focus on memories of home. Nils no longer feels that unease, though, and has finally settled into his new life with the help of his fellow bandmates Amy Cole and Paul Banwat. He talks with the alternate side's Alisa Ali about their relationship.
I've always sort of seen like our performances as kind of like a high wire act, because at any moment, because we have such a minimal setup, if any one of us sort of like trips or falls, it's very apparent, like there's no safety net.
So when you are doing a live performance, and then I'm sure this very rarely happens, but one of you, say, trips up, does that really create like a domino effect where everything just goes haywire?
Sometimes, but that's what's fun about it. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I honestly think that's why you pay to see a live show, is for the possibility that that might happen. And then we actually bring the reality of it happening to people, which is like added bonus.
You wanted to screw up, you got it.
You actually see the screw-ups with us.
Yeah.
And then every now and then people are just waiting for that like band meltdown show.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's like they got the lottery and they like hit the jackpot.
Yeah. Just waiting for you to kick over a drum kit or something like that.
You don't understand me. You've never understood me.
And they throw an orange.
We provide a small version of that on a nightly basis. Yeah. It's our appeal as a band.
But we're also really polite. We're like, thank you guys. Thank you for coming out.
Find interesting about watching you guys play just now is that Nils and Paul, you guys are so full of energy. Nils, I think your face just turned bright red when you were singing. I'm checking out this like vein that's popping out of the side of your neck.
Yeah, I think I kind of tend to do a little bit of damage on my voice sometimes. It's a little hard on tour. I started working with the vocal coach, and the very first time he was like, you got to write songs that kind of like in your range. And that was before, like, I was after most of the
new songs were written. You told me that when I was writing.
Yeah, exactly. And then I was like, so I showed him the record, and he was like, you're an idiot. What are you doing, man? That's crazy.
Vocal cords.
But yeah, it's fun, like, really giving it. Hanging out, muscle relax.
Don't know what you like. Yeah.
Live music from the Rural Alberta Advantage and the song Muscle Relaxants. Today's Take 5 was produced by Alisa Ali. Hear more artists like this at thealternateside.org.